SILVERUSH11, constraints on the Li dollar alpha dollar luminosity function and cosmic reionization at $Z equals $7.30 with Subaru, Hyper Supreme Cam, by Hinako Goto et al. The Li alpha luminosity function, LF, of Li alpha emitters, LAEs, has been used to constrain the neutral hydrogen fraction in the intergalactic medium, IGM, and thus the timeline of cosmic reionization. Here we present the results of a new narrow-band imaging survey for Z equals 7.3 LAEs in a large area of approximate light-year 3 degrees squared with Subaru, Hyper Supreme Cam. No LAEs are detected down to L_LEAR-alpha approximate light-year EQ10 to the power of 43.2 ERGS⁻¹ in an effective cosmic volume of approximate light-year 2 meters^10 to the power of 6 MPC³. Placing an upper limit to the bright part of the Z equals 7.3 Li alpha LF for the first time and confirming a decrease in bright LAEs from Z equals 7.0. By comparing this upper limit with the Li alpha LF in the case of the fully ionized IGM, which is predicted using an observed Z equals 5.7 Li alpha LF on the assumption that the intrinsic Li alpha LF evolves in the same way as the UVLF, we obtain the relative IGM transmission T·IGM_LEAR-alpha, 7.3, T·EAR-alpha, 5.7, lower than 0.77, and then the volume averaged neutral fraction X_high, 7.3, greater than 0.28. Cosmic reionization is thus still ongoing at Z equals 7.3, being consistent with results from other X_high estimation methods. A similar analysis using literature Li alpha LFs finds that at Z equals 6.6 and 7.0 the observed Li alpha LF agrees with the predicted one, consistent with full ionization. This was SILVERUSH11, constraints on the Li dollar alpha dollar luminosity function and cosmic reionization at $Z equals $7.30 with Subaru, Hyper Supreme Cam, by Hinako Goto et al.